Treat you like you're a little man.
In attendance, for the millions watching around the world. Let's get ready to suck it!
You know, I was thinking what you were saying off the air, and that's actually a good idea to change to the upgraded DX song. We could definitely do that, and I'll look into it for Monday. But this is a special Wednesday show. We don't have too many of these, but we did have a very successful one last week with WAW calling in. And then we were not going to have a show tonight, but we had a couple of scheduling conflicts with a few people, and they agreed that they can come on tonight. So we're here. You know, that's what we do. We're dedicated, dedicated professionals, I guess. If you want to call us professionals, but that's what we, you know,
well, you know
what
I think,
we are. We're...
I think that we are the most dedicated wrestling podcast there is on the web today. And I'm not just saying that as an ego thing.
Well, Colt Cabana's pretty good, too.
Well, yeah. But, you know, the thing is, how many other wrestling podcasts are out there that help cater to the fans that aren't just in it for themselves? I think we're the only ones. I think we are the only ones that are in it for our fans, so we can entertain our fans. Most people are just in it for themselves, you know, to get autographs, to meet celebrities, stuff like that. We're not about that. We're about our fans. I mean, am I right or wrong about that?
Yeah. I mean, of course we're, you know, of course we're about our fans. We love our fans. We also love all of the, you know, independent wrestlers who have been nice enough to come on with us, as well as even some of the non-independent, some of the WWE guys you've had, Buff Bagwell and Gilbert, guys like that. We got some bigger
names
coming
like
up in the future as well. So,
you know, Gilbert.
We love all them.
Yeah, Julie Hart. We have Sonny Ono coming on in a couple weeks. First week in June, he's going to be on with us. Remember Sonny Ono?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, he's going to be on with us. So, I do apologize if my voice sounds a little off tonight because I have been feeling a little under the weather. The Icon has not been getting much sleep lately. As a matter of fact, I don't think I've slept since Monday night, I don't think. So I've been burning the candle at both ends, working on my daily grind, trying to get us more guests, you know.
Well, that's no fun.
And, well, you know, it's like, here's the thing about me. It's like I can sleep for 30 minutes and then be refreshed and go for another 24 hours. You know, that's always been me, you know. Sleep has never been my big thing. But, you know what, it's funny. While we're waiting for our guest, and he should be lighting up the switchboard here soon, I'll let you guys know who we're going to have on tonight, and then I'll get to my next point. We're going to have Darnell.
Sure, we do have somebody on the line, too, by the way, so we can, you know, I don't know if they're on with us already, but you can just, yeah, mention who we got coming on, and we'll go from there.
All right, we have Darnell Reed, the Apocalypse. We have Rex Gill, He is the new – he is the promoter of Darnell Reed. He's going to tell us a little bit about him. He'll be on at 9:15. And we have I shouldn't say this, but we're going to have one of the coolest female wrestlers on with us. She has got the biggest bank account in the history of wrestling, I would say. And she's going to join us. I don't want to say that too loud.
Now,
because
is bank account a metaphor for something?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So we'll have her on with us. And if you'll bring our guest online, I'll go ahead and introduce him.
Do your thing, do your introduction, and go from there. We were going to talk a little SmackDown, but it called in quicker than we thought. So go ahead, do your thing, as only you can do, and we will still going.
Who dares disturb the apocalypse?
Ladies and gentlemen, stepping out of the green room and walking down the aisle, we have the D to the R, we have the Reed, we have the one and only, we have the heavy breather, we have the apocalypse.
Yes.
What's going on, man?
Tonight, the apocalypse invades the airwaves just for one thing and one thing only. To raise hell.
Man, you're
ooh, there we go. You know, I'm actually like, I actually have like goosebumps. I'm a little like, wow. Like, I don't exactly know what to think here.
I have goose pimples on my goose pimples.
There you go. I mean, I think that's what he's going for. So,
I think.
Yes. Who am I?
I wouldn't want to find him in a dark alley.
No. I mean, I've seen photos of him. He could probably kick both of our asses together. So, Apocalypse, I'm looking at the number here, 309 area code. You're out in Illinois. Or is that just where you're from?
Yes, but I reside in the Devil's Pits. Yes.
And where exactly is that?
Oh.
Could be anywhere.
All the followers and hell raisers of the apocalypse have joined forces to destroy, incapacitate, and eliminate all who do not believe. Yes. All you have to do is give me your soul. Bow to your one true master of this pitiful, filthy world.
I don't even know where to begin here, man. I don't know if you got one, but I mean, I pretty much got what I need. I mean, this guy's pretty badass, bro. I'm with it.
Well, here's the deal, Chris. He has called. The devil has called, and we either have to heed the call or we have to bow down to the apocalypse. Are you ready to bow down?
I, the apocalypse, thrive off fear, hatred, loneliness, and above all, pain. Pain is my best friend.
So, Apocalypse, then how long have you been residing from the Devil's Pit? How long have you been stepping in wrestling rings and shattering souls?
You dare to speak to the apocalypse?
Yeah, pretty much.
You could take a few minutes to spare a few lost souls out there.
Okay.
First, the icon himself. Scott Helmrath. Your soul may rest easy tonight. A few promoters out there. Joey Grunge at Midwest Impact Pro. Frank Reed and Randy Reed at Rampage Championship Wrestling. Rex Gill with Holy Havoc Championship Wrestling. My trainers, Matt Capitelli, down at Ohio Valley Wrestling, along with Tracy Smothers, the greatest. I have trained. I have been in the ring with amongst the best. My booking agent, Sean Mullen at TNT Booking down in Wrestling, Pro Wrestling Booking Agency. Contact him down at TNT Pro Wrestling Booking at gmail.com. If you want to know anything about the apocalypse.
So now tell us, do you have any big events coming up right now that you want to talk to us about?
You can find the apocalypse showing up in Mount Pulaski, Illinois, July 22nd, 7 p.m. Somebody's soul will be mine. And to all, and I mean all of the haters and non-believers out there, Judgment Day awaits. Your time will come. Your soul will be mine. The end is near.
Well, you know, Apocalypse, I understand that you're kind of possessed, but I was kind of wondering if we could talk to Darnell Reed for a short time, then we'll have you come back.
I guess I can release his pitiful soul for just a moment.
All right, that's all we ask. Hey, Chris, are you ready for this?
I've been ready, man. I'm good to go. I'm enjoying this.
Where am I?
You're on the radio, bro.
Hello?
Hey, Darnell,
hey.
What's going on, man?
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is the Icon of the Big Swing.
Icon.
On the Rope Radio Show.
Woo, woo. How we doing, my brother?
Good. See,
my brother from another mother.
I forgot to tell you that there is two of them, the Apocalypse and Darnell Reed. There are two guys there. Sometimes Apocalypse likes to take over, and sometimes we have to free Darnell from the grip of the Apocalypse. We're going to do that for a few minutes.
Yes. Thanks
well, just,
for saving
just,
my
just
soul
to get
tonight.
To know, well, not a problem, but I mean, just to get to know Darnell a little better, because the Apocalypse, it's difficult to ask a lot of questions and you know, whatever, get answers from them, but we want people who may not necessarily know who Darnell or the Apocalypse are to sort of get to learn, you know, a little bit about you on a personal level. So it'll be a little bit easier this way. Although I was enjoying the Apocalypse on the line. But Darnell, just a quick thing here. So how long have you been doing this? How long have you been in the professional wrestling industry?
I started professional wrestling back in 2015. I'm a beginner.
Okay,
I admit that. I'm still a rookie.
Okay.
You know, I did some training down at OVW, Ohio Valley Wrestling, in Louisville, Kentucky, trained by Matt Capitelli. Yeah, Matt Capitelli, great guy, former WWE. That's where I got my start down there. I didn't really perform professionally down there. That's where I done all my training down there. And I got to meet a lot of great people while I was down there, a lot of fans out there. And a shout out to all of them out there. I have to surprise them one day and pop up down in Louisville one day, possess a soul. If the Apocalypse
hopefully
allows
will,
that.
Man. Hopefully. Well, yeah,
yeah
ho-
but,
hopefully he will. You know, hopefully we'll be able to do that.
I reside... I myself, Darnell, I reside here in Peoria, Illinois. Trained a little bit with Tracy Smothers, with Joey Grunge down at Midwest Impact Pro, Frank and Randy Reed down at Rampage Wrestling in Litchfield, Illinois. And I'm doing some upcoming work here with Rex Gill, promoter for Holy Havoc Championship Wrestling. That's where I plan on getting my big start.
Yeah,
Rex
is going to be joining us here, I'd say, within the next 5-10 minutes. I know that Chris was watching the board for him.
Surprise me tonight, huh?
Yeah, so...
Well, he just blew the surprise. It was going to be a surprise, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, being from Chicago, you know, and being from Peoria, Illinois, I mean, there must be a lot of... independent wrestling must be big out there, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It's pretty big all over Peoria. Man, it's... so many I can't even begin with, brother. I'm doing the baby steps. I'm taking it day by day. You know, I'm enjoying it. I'm loving the crowds. I'm loving the promoters I'm working for. I give big shout outs and big love to all of them. Thank them all for the opportunity that they give me.
Now, have you ever thought of doing a tag team? You know, because I think the Icon and the Apocalypse would be a perfect tag team combination.
Oh man, I'm open to any opportunity there is. If anybody give me any opportunities, I'm more than welcome, brother.
And, Chris would make Chris the big swing there. We call him the big swing because when it comes to, he's more of the announcer type. He's more of the Jim Ross type. I mean, he got the nickname Big Swing because when he does announcing, he puts the big swing into it.
And that's why, yes, he's the greatest, right? Yes.
Hey, Chris, that was a compliment. You missed it. Hey, Chris, did you leave us?
Sounds like he did. I'm still here.
Oh, no, I think he's still there. Sometimes he has he's got a new microphone, and sometimes he has some technical issues with it, you know.
No problem. No problem.
So, let's see, Peoria, Illinois, how big of a town is that? How many people do you have in your town there?
Oh, Peoria. Oh, you caught me off guard. I don't want to lie, but it's quite a lot of people here in Peoria.
Yeah,
it's a pretty big town. Lots of things to do. We have Civic Center. Lots of. I mean, we have our own casino, Peoria Riverfront. Yeah.
All right.
Paradise Casino.
I've been through there when I went to watch the Redbirds play.
Oh,
against North Dakota State.
Home of the Peoria Chiefs. We have Peoria Chiefs here. Bradley Braves.
Right. Let's see. Who was your biggest influence when you decided to get into wrestling?
Wrestling,
like
my number one fan. My number one hero. I have to go with him still today, The Rock.
Now, have you had a chance to meet The Rock?
I have not yet to this day.
Yeah, I got cut off.
That's always
been
my number one fan.
Steve Austin, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcoming back the late Chris McSwiggin, the big swing, the late.
Yes, good old technology. I'm trying to balance two things at once here. Work the switchboard, do the radio stuff, get sound clips put up, to do the whole shebang, and I didn't realize that the line got cut. So luckily, you guys were able to stay on, but there was all this stuff that just popped up on the screen and all these, like, warning things, and I'm like, oh, my God, like, did I just mess everything up? But we're good. So you guys were on, and it just cut the line, so that's good. So, Icon, we do have the other caller on. You had mentioned who would be calling in.
All right, well, before we bring him on, we want to have the Apocalypse cut us a promo first, then we'll bring on our next guest. These two can talk to us about their promotions.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Did you explain to him a little bit about what it is that we do or that we're looking for?
I was just about to. What we're going to do is have you say, hey, this is, and then you'll do it in your character, the Apocalypse. You're listening to the Icon and the Big Swing on Off the Ropes. You can put your own twist on it. I'll count you down from five, and then you can do it. We'll record it, and then we'll play it for the next few days, weeks, months, the next several years, into the end of the decade, and then we'll promote the hell out of you, and everybody will say, oh, wow, The Apocalypse. I got to get in. I got to find that guy because he knows the icon, so he must be cool, you know?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
All right, so I'll count you down from five, and Chris is ready for the recording. Then I'll introduce our next guest, and we'll have him cut a promo for us as well. So, ready? Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, yes. The Apocalypse returns. Judgment Day. Who am I speaking with?
You're on Off the Ropes, dude. You are on a radio broadcast show. And the one that we just spoke to you briefly a minute ago before you released Darnell to us. I don't know if you remember already, but same one, same people, same two dudes.
This sweet, pathetic soul. I'm telling them, Judgment Day awaits. Where will that Judgment Day begin? July
22nd.
Yes. Mount Pulaski, Illinois. The Apocalypse shall reap havoc.
Well, I think we're probably going to have him cut the promo later, I think, when he's feeling a little less not possessed.
No, dude, in fact, I'm going to use that, and I'm going to chop it up into, like, three separate 10-second ones that we can play throughout the course of the other sports shows and things like that, because I think that will get people interested, and they'll be like, wow, okay, you know, that sounds cool. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to use what he gave us. And then and go from there. But why don't you go ahead here, Icon, and do what you do and give another introduction for the second guest we have on with us tonight. And then we'll let these two tell us a little bit about what they're doing and working together and all that stuff.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, stepping out of the green room and walking down the aisle, our next contestant, our next guest, our next combatant, he is the man that puts the Rex in T-Rex. He puts the Gill in Grill. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot stress this enough. He is the one and only. He is the big man on campus. He is Rex Grill. Hello, Mr. Grill. Gill, what's going on?
Nothing much.
Now, is that not the best introduction you've ever had, or what?
Yes, it is.
All right.
There we go. There we go, Icon. So you got another one who liked it. Very good. Very, very good. So my thing, Rex, is you're not an actual wrestler. You just do the booking for a lot of these events, or
I am.
Or
I am a pro wrestler too.
Oh, you wrestle as well. Okay. And how long have you been doing it? Or and not necessarily just in ring action, but everything from the booking to the wrestling, like in the business as a whole.
It's been a little over 10 years.
Oh, wow. So you're what they would call a veteran at this.
Yeah.
I got
trained by Beast.
This moment of silence was brought to you by the letter.
Oh, Icon. Icon, you started saying something, so I stopped talking to let you make a point if you were. But I mean, I was going to ask you another question, but if you got something for me.
Well, yeah, I was asking Rex, when was your very first match ever, and who was it against?
Oh my goodness, you got me racked on my brain. A little over 10 years ago, my first match was against the Wild Man Beast. I can't remember the exact date.
That's fine.
Have you ever
been in the ring with the Apocalypse in terms of being an opponent?
No. No.
No.
He's new to HHCW, but I'm sure our paths are going to collide eventually.
Nice. Well, would that be something that you'd be excited to do? I mean, he sounds like he's a pretty intimidating dude.
Yeah, he does. But I've wrestled some big names, so I think I can handle it.
There we go. A little fire starting. I like that.
I mean, the way it sounds, though, it sounds like when you get in the if you have to face the apocalypse in the ring, it sounds like there may be already two or three guys in there already. You know, it sounds like he's got he's a man possessed, literally. He's a man possessed.
Well, if I hit him with the star drop, he ain't kicking out of it, so.
The prophecy shall speak for itself. The end is coming.
So,
yes.
Rex, are you a baby face or are you a heel?
I was a baby face. I got tired of the crowd sucking up to all the wrestlers, so now I'm heel because I can't stand the crowd anymore.
Oh, so you're like the guy that would rather rip up a little kid's autograph book than sign it. Is that true?
Yes, I would. I'd rather slap him than look at him.
Those weak,
well, that's
pathetic souls.
And on July 22nd, I'm out plastic. I'm going to take their heel, and they're going to see how bad of a heel I am when I take their babyface DOC and put him through a table and win the title.
And, you know, I love that. You see, I'm all about the heel. I mean, I know that in general wrestling, I guess the general thought process in professional wrestling is that the heel or the face is the one everyone's supposed to like. He's supposed to be the hero type of figure. But me, maybe I'm just a warped mind, I don't know. But I've always, for the most part, rooted for the heel. And, you know, a guy that is going to take a kid, now, unless it's me or unless it's my kid's book or whatever, then it's a different story. But if I'm watching wrestling and someone's, like, the example that Icon used, taking the kid's autograph book and ripping it up instead of signing it, that's something for me. I'd be like, damn, that was awesome. You know what I'm saying? So I sort of see what you're saying about how it can actually be more entertaining, but also you get these fans who can be overbearing sometimes. And, you know, I don't know if I were in the business. I mean, of course, I'm in the radio business, so I have to be kind of neutral nowadays with, you know, PC everything and whatnot. But if I were in your business, I would be definitely the heel because I can't take these overbearing, you know, kiss-ass fans either. So I'm definitely with you in that one, Rex.
Power to your master.
It got to the point when I was a babyface, I was doing everything for the fans, breaking my back, and that, and they didn't appreciate a damn thing. So the fans can basically kiss my butt.
There
you
go. I'm with it.
Well, if you're going to be on this show, you got to go for the gold. You can say the word. You can tell them to kiss your ass. I mean,
they can kiss my ass, yes.
All right. So,
and if Apollo Clips, if things are getting away, Apollo Clips will be next.
So basically, the way I understand it is you'll kick ass while the fans are kissing yours.
That's right.
All right, what is your finishing maneuver?
The star drop.
Tell us about that.
I pick them up and drop them on their back and on their head, and it basically knocks them out.
Wow. Now, have you won any championship titles?
Yes, I've won several titles. I've been tag team champions all over. I've held world titles all over. I should still be the HHCW champion if somebody didn't come out of nowhere, attack me from behind. So now they put the titles up for grabs, been stripped, and now me and DOC is going to fight for the vacant title because of some backstabber.
What was your longest title reign, and what title was it?
The HHCW heavyweight title for a year.
Okay, now how many did you beat everybody in your path, or
yes,
no one
I have.
Had the guts to step in the ring with you?
I beat everybody that came into my path, and the board of directors decided to have somebody come up from behind, jump me, and then ring the bell, cash in his little bitty contract. Supposedly he won, and pin me after jumping me from behind.
Well, I don't find
that's
that
no
fair.
Fun. No, it doesn't sound right to me at all.
I've actually should still be the champion. So the board of directors decided, because I had the point and my lawyers were going to sue them, that they would just vacate the title. And on July 22nd, they're going to put the baby face of HHCW DOC in the ring with Mr. All-Star for the title.
Hey, Chris, though, you got to admit, though, you do like guys that cash in their money in the bank contracts, don't you?
Yes, Icon, I do. I noticed
tell
the sarcasm in your voice there. I'm a huge Edge guy. I'm a gigantic Edge head, but only the rated R superstar Edge. I didn't like the Edge and Christian Edge. I thought he was, you know, I mean, he's a hell of an athlete, sure, but the actual heel, uber heel, rated R superstar Edge was my favorite of all time. So, you know, he always gives me crap about that. But yes, I enjoy when people cash in the money in the bank, and I enjoy the way that, you know, Edge cashed in his money in the bank against The Undertaker in 2007, which sounds very similar to what happened to Rex. But, you know, I can imagine that if I was Rex and I was in that situation, I would not be very happy about it, no.
Well, my opinion, well, if you're going to cash in the bank, why don't you have the balls enough to cash it in face-to-face? Don't jump the guy from behind.
Well,
like
that's very
John
true.
Cena
that's
did.
Very true.
Kind of like what John Cena did. Now, remember, he even announced it 2 days before he did it. You know, that's the kind of guy you'd rather have, right?
Yes. Oh, no, it's coming, not cheat shot somebody.
So now,
that right there proves
John,
to me that they can't beat me. Bottom line, I can't be beat if
well,
I'm
have you,
from behind.
Have you gotten a shot at him again since then, or no?
No, it's going to happen in July 22nd.
Okay, so at that event. I got you. Okay, nice.
So now, Darnell, I mean, Apocalypse, I can still hear you breathing. You're one of those guys I wouldn't want to have on the other end of my phone line, you know, kind of like the whole scream thing. But what is your finishing mover? What is the maneuver that you use to capture people's souls?
The prophecy. The prophecy.
Tell us about that move. Tell us about that move.
The STO. I drop them dead on their face. The
that
end.
Sounds painful.
Yes. My best friend.
Now, your best friend is who?
The end of days. A brutal kick to the face. Done. One, two, three.
All I
now,
got
Apocalypse, what is your record since joining this current promotion?
Oh, dear.
You gotta freeze.
Oh, what happened? Where am I?
You were back on the radio show again, buddy. It's if this is Darnell, the Apocalypse had taken over again briefly, but sounds like we got the man back now, so should be good.
I apologize for all that. It's something I can't control. It just happens any random moment. I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
Hey, that is perfectly fine, man.
It's entertaining. You're good.
Don't you want to invite this guy over to your Halloween party?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, that is...
You definitely don't want him at your Halloween party.
Why not?
Well, I'll tell you what, then. We'll have him for our office Christmas party.
So, Icon, I don't know who else we had planned
right,
or what
huh?
Or what company or promotion, but there's another 309 number on the line as well. I don't know if this is a fan, a rival, an ally.
Michael,
I don't know. Big fan.
Put him on the phone.
I also had a quick question.
A Hellraiser, a fellow Hellraiser out there, huh?
The question.
Sure,
well,
sure.
Okay.
What's the question, man?
This is
I wanted to know, is the Apocalypse ever going to get a title shot?
Like I said, if he ever steps in the way of Mr. All-Star and I have that title, I'm going to end his days for him.
Oh, I think he'll take your soul and your belt.
The apocalypse, you scares me, bro. I don't know. He puts on one hell of a fight, I tell you that.
He will take your soul and your belt. What's the name of the caller? What's the name of the caller?
My name's Michael.
Michael, yeah, he said that already, Icon. Gotta pay better attention, my man.
I missed it. So, Michael, who is he? Tell us. Now, are you
a fan
of
Michael? Is a fan.
Are you a fan of the Apocalypse? Are you a fan of Mr. Gill? Or are you just are you one of my fans?
I've just recently went to the last show in Mount Pulaski, and I saw the Apocalypse, and he's gonna take your belt, man.
I'm not scared.
So when is this title shot?
Cheers, by the way.
We want to promote this title shot. When is it?
If he wins his match on July 22nd, I win my match on July 22nd, the date will be set for the next show, and Apocalypse will take on Mr. All-Star for the title.
Oh.
I'm going to give him the shot at it if I become champion.
You done opened up the gates of hell. I'm telling you, the Apocalypse is going to,
But when I do,
yes!
And the night's over with, I don't want to hear the whining because I ended his days.
The end is coming. Yes.
Hey, Chris, look at this. We booked another match on our show.
Did we?
Yeah. Last Wednesday we booked the match. Now this week.
Nice. I'm with it. I'm definitely happy to, you know, host a match, especially between callers and especially between guests who we have on the line. I'm always excited to have that happen. So I don't know though between these two who I have my money on, because to be honest with you, Apocalypse scares the hell out of me. But Rex is doing it for 10 years, so I don't know.
Well,
don't know.
here's the thing. I think what we're going to have to do is that right now I'd say it's a toss-up, but I'm not going to give my prediction of who's going to win this match until we're going to do this because we have to do this. I would like to have Max do a little promo for us, and hopefully it's a little more coherent than the Apocalypse.
I like the Apocalypse's promo, man. I'm going to use
I
that.
I smell the fear.
Up.
Yes. Pain awaits.
Look, I'm going to wake up screaming every night till the day I die now because of that promo. Anyway, okay.
Just remember,
Apocalypse,
I can get very evil, too. We can go hardcore if you want. We can go tax. We can go bonfire.
Yes.
I love
bring the
pain.
Well, I'll tell you what next. Here's how it works. Even though your name is Rex, I call you to the max because you are the big Max in my book. Your name is Rex, I know, but I just like calling you Max because you're like a Mack truck when you're in the ring. I've seen some footage of you. Shot. I wouldn't want to get in your way when you're rumbling across the ring, and I wouldn't want to be in that corner, man. It's just you are a Mack truck.
The prophecy.
Anyway, Rex, here's how it'll work. Here's how it'll work. I'll count you down from five. You'll say, hey, this is, you're listening to the Icon and the Big Swing on Off the Ropes, and you can put any other twist you want on it. We'll record it. We'll play it over the next few days, weeks, months, years, decades, and we'll promote the hell out of
millenniums.
And everything will be great. If you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, so here we go. Ready? Five,
yeah.
Four, three, two,
this is Mr. All-Star. I'm on the Icon's Top Radio Rope Show on July 22nd in Mount Plaski, Illinois. I'm going to take DOC, the babyface, and get rid of him for good. And then after I win the title and get rid of him, I'm coming for you, Apocalypse, to end your career.
Who dares to speak to the Apocalypse?
Anyway,
that was nice. That was with it. I'm with it. It was good.
All right, so
good.
I think we got a few more minutes here with these individuals. Our next guest will be calling in on the 209 number. So
209 or 309?
209.
Okay, because we have another 309 on the line right now, so. Let's take this
real
quick.
Yes, my name's
quick.
Cameron.
Hello,
I was curious
up?
If I could ask another question.
Sure.
I heard somebody else call in Michael. I think Michael's right. I think he will take that belt, but I don't think Mr. All-Star is going to give Apocalypse that match because he knows his doom is coming. Am I right?
I'm not scared of nothing or nobody.
Well, we will see if or when that match happens because I believe, like Michael said, that belt and your soul is the Apocalypse. I'm out.
Yes. And to all my hell raisers out there, give them hell. Raise hell. Yes.
What's your name?
So that caller was very pro Apocalypse. Apparently he feels like if Rex were to have the belt and the Apocalypse were to get the match, that it would be very one-sided in the Apocalypse's favor. So this would be an interesting poll. I mean, obviously, we'll have to wait till the 22nd when Rex gets his title shot back again over the man who jumped him from behind. But if he does end up winning that title, which I'm pretty confident that he will, then we'll have to figure out something about possibly getting the Apocalypse in the ring with him to set up this title match. And, we'll see who the better wrestler is. We'll see who walks away with it. And, you know, for the fans who would want to, watch that, we'll try to find a way to get it to you streamed, or if the company promotion does their own streaming, we can get you those links or whatever to do as well. It'll probably be a while. I mean, we got to wait till mid-July just to see if he gets the belt, but definitely something that, we can set up for the future that I would like to see, because just speaking with these two gentlemen, I definitely think that, it would be one hell of a matchup, to be honest with you. I think it would be, yes.
And we'll be able to update them on what happened on that match. The 22nd is a Saturday. Our show after that will be July 24th when we have Joseph Laurinaitis on with us. You guys know him better as Animal of Legion of Doom.
Yep.
So we'll be able to update that then with what's going on. I'll tell you what. Gentlemen, here's what we're going to do. Whoever wins that match, I want you on the show with us on the 24th. Whoever wins that match, you have an open invitation to come back.
Prepare your interview with the Apocalypse.
Now, would you, Rex, would you be open to that? If you win, you come on. Apocalypse is in. If he wins, are you in? If you win, would you join us again?
There's no if. I am going to.
Okay. Then what we want you to do is we want you to send us a picture. Whoever wins this, we want you to send us a picture of you with the belt, and we will put that on our webcast page. And Apocalypse, I know that you're a great guy, and you'll probably steal my soul in the middle of the night. It sounds like you're a few rocks shy of a pebble brick. But we'll have to have either one of you guys on.
You ain't gonna have to worry about the phone. He's falling asleep. He's too scared.
If you want to find the Apocalypse, you can find him on Facebook at 666 Devil's Pit. All my Hellraisers out there.
666 Devil's Pit. We got it.
So again, go on, check him out. Icon, we do have our second guest on with us as well. Now, is it the same promotion or no?
No, she's different. We'll introduce her.
Different
in a second,
promotion,
but I
okay.
Thank you
so,
guys.
So she wouldn't know these two guys. All right.
No.
Fair enough.
But I want to thank you guys for joining us, and we will have either one of you guys back on July 24th, and we appreciate you joining us. We appreciate Rex. We appreciate the Apocalypse and Darnell, man. Hopefully you can free yourself from the devil's grip, and we will have you guys on again. We appreciate you joining us. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And
you're
hopefully
welcome. Okay.
When we talk to them on the 24th, Rex is still the champion at that point, or I mean is the new champion at that point, hopefully. So we will see what happens then when we talk, and we'll try to set up an Apocalypse match with him. So, again, thank you, gentlemen, on this special Wednesday edition. Only got about 40 minutes or so left here, so we are going to go right into this. We were supposed to have SmackDown talk, but we are going to get right into our second guest because, like I said, we are limited time this evening. So, Icon,
well,
I will...
Well, we'll talk SmackDown.
Yeah, but it's going to have to be brief, though. Like I said, we are limited time this evening due to the station. There's another show coming in here at 11:30 or so Eastern time. So, but anyway,
okay. Cool.
So here's what we'll do. We will get you your little introduction because the caller is on with us. So go ahead, do your thing, introduce our next guest, and then we'll talk to her for a bit.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, stepping out of the green room. After she painted it with flowers, she is walking down the aisle. She puts the fall and fall out. She puts the flow and flowers. Ladies and gentlemen, she is probably one of the greatest female independent wrestlers in the United States today. She is going to be joining us and telling us what she's going to do to put a headlock on both of us. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you K.O. Fallen Flower.
That was, wow. Can I just bring you everywhere with me so I can have that as my, like, announce thing? Because that was, wow. Applause.
I'm sure he would love that. Trust me, he would be all about that. He'd even carry your bag for you.
The only thing
that
I have a problem with, say my name one more time. How do you say my name?
Ikkyo?
All right, just making sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Because if you haven't noticed, I do have a new shirt out, and on the front, it lets you know. It says, hi, my name is Kikyo. And on the back, it says, I'm going to kick your ass.
I got it. Now, there's a few ego things I need to take care of first, and then...
Okay. All right.
I don't have to ask you about the introduction because... so far, there's only been one jerk that didn't like my introduction. I'm going to kick his ass if I ever see him. I'm going to slap the flak.
Well,
right
it's not that he didn't like it. He just said he's had better. But anyway.
Oh, well.
Yes,
yeah,
so
yeah,
continue.
Well, and did you like that collector's card that was made for you?
Yeah, the only issue I had with it, like I had said, was I'm not a trainer at Rise. Trainers at Rise are Colt Cabana and Saraya Knight, and I will gladly let them have that title. I still have a whole lot to learn in this business, both, you know, in the ring and out of it. So, yeah, I'm not the trainer of Rise. I'm just on the roster. Just happy to be a part of things, man.
Well, it was actually
yeah,
and
Colt Cabana
is
a big name, too, so you definitely don't want to take any spots.
Saraya Knight is a big name. Do you not know who her daughter is?
Who's your daughter?
Whose daughter is it? Say that again. You got cut off there for a minute.
Yeah, Saraya Knight. If you guys don't know who the hell Saraya Knight is, then you need to do your homework because she's the mother of WWE's Paige.
Really?
I knew that. I don't know if the Icon did or not, but Icon, that is, and that's your favorite, or it was your favorite anyway.
She still is.
Female wrestler on the roster. She still is
your
favorite? Okay.
That's your favorite, and you don't know that her mother and her entire family are, like, legendary in England?
I know who her parents are.
You just said you didn't.
You didn't.
No, the only reason why I said that is because I want to see if Chris knew.
Oh, come on. Sure. Deflect it off. I see how it goes. But anyway, so tell us a little bit. So you said you're relatively new to this, but how long have you been to the Raj roster anyway? But how long have you been doing the professional wrestling thing?
I started training in 2009, and I took about a year and a half off from 2010 to 2011, take care of some personal issues, and I came back full-fledged in 2012. So fully wrestling for 5, but training for about 8.
So are you a heel or a babyface?
Did he really just ask me that? Really? Really?
It's a standard question.
I stepped away from the microphone for a second to get everything fixed up here in the studio. What did he ask you?
He asked if I was a heel or a babyface.
Icon, you can't tell?
Well,
obviously the amount of teeth in his head matches his IQ. So, you know, you got to let a few things slide sometimes.
Ooh. Well, hey, I still like
him. Wow. Well, I think that was your answer right there, man. I think she lets you know without actually telling you. I think she lets you know, man. So there you go. There's the answer to that question.
I knew that she was a heel, but that brings me to my next
point.
Now,
you obviously did.
Yeah.
Backtracking
so,
now.
My next point.
That's cool, though.
As a heel wrestler, what is your finishing maneuver?
Depending on if I want to tap you out or just murder you, if I'm tapping you out, I use the calf crank, which is a key lock on the calf, breaks the knee, pulls the leg, doesn't feel good. I also use a reverse figure four. And if I want to just, you know, murder your face, I can either hit you with the Michinoku driver or the kamikaze bomb, which is a pump handle slam senton combo.
That's a hell of a move. I knew what the Michinoku driver was. I didn't know what the second one was. That sounds like a hell of a move combo. Damn.
Now, for those of you who do not know about Kikyo, she is built like Nia Jax, but she's a better wrestler than
Whoa! Don't compare me to Nia Jax, please. No.
I'm just trying to get your heel persona out here.
Yeah, but Nia Jax, one, she's like 6 foot. I'm 5'2", bro. I'm. If you want to compare me to a body, Lufisto.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Lufisto,
all right.
We're both short.
We're both
thick, and we can both punch your face in. I've wrestled her. It hurts, and I hit her back just as hard.
I can visualize it. I can see it now. And you know, it's actually kind of funny because. With your persona, she seems to me like she'd be a very entertaining character. And in fact, I have a lot of unique and ways to say things. And the whole murder your face thing was actually, I'm still giggling about that. That was actually kind of funny. So then I guess the best way to describe your style, because when you said tapping people, if you want to tap somebody out, or if you want to, quote-unquote, murder their face. It sounds like you have a good combination, then, of both power and some technical prowess as well, which is a rarity. I mean, usually professional wrestlers, male or female, really doesn't matter, they have a style. They're a cruiserweight, they're a high flyer, they're a power person, they're this, they're that. To be able to have in the arsenal to tap somebody out and just basically put them through the mat, is a very unique skill set. So definitely something that, you know, excites me, that, you know, would love to be able to, you know, see more of what you do. And speaking of that, is there a way for the fans who may be listening, whether they're your fans or our fans, whoever may be on the line with us who would be interested in what Kikyo does, is there a way that we can find some of your matches up on the internet? Whether it be through the Rise thing or whether it be on YouTube or whatever it would be, is there a way that if someone were interested, they could find you?
Yeah, you can hit up Alternative Wrestling Show, which is a company based out of L.A. There are DVDs there from both the women's tournaments, and there was a couple of shows that have been on there under two different names. So if you've been with me since the beginning, you'll know what I'm talking about. But, yeah, so I've worked two different characters for them. You can also find the DVDs for Rise at, I believe it's WrestlingPipeline.com. And then you can come over to my YouTube and search for me under Fallen Flower Kikyo, and you can look at that. It's I think the URL is youtube.com/FallenKikyo. Everything you could ever find. If you search Fallen Kikyo, you'll come up with my Twitter, my Instagram, my Snapchat, YouTube, my like page. Everything is all at Fallen Kikyo. So I've kept it nice and simple for everybody who's, you know, like your friend over there.
Ooh, I like her already. I got that's good. So then, for those of you listening, we will plug those again at the end of the show. But hopefully, you had something to write that down so you can check out a little bit of what she does. Now, this may be to your fans something obvious, but to me, I'm curious, and maybe it was a lack of doing homework thing. I don't know. But how did you come up with the name Fallen Flower by any chance? That's kind of an interesting name.
There was some issues a few years ago that I will not delve in.
That's fine. You don't have to get into exactly what they are.
I had to change my name and I had to change my character. So I felt like I was kind of like the fallen student. Like I was there from the beginning and I was cast aside like a piece of garbage. So, the fallen student from on high, and that it just went like that. And I've developed this sort of Inigo Montoya complex of, you killed everything that I knew and I want it back. Now prepare to die.
It sounds kind of like one of the like Fallen Flower. Like it sounds kind of like, I don't want to say superhero because that sounds more of a positive connotation. I know you're a heel character, but it sounds sort of like a boss in like a fighting game kind of a thing, And it's kind of cool how you'll get people who will be like, hey, I'm Melanie Smith and that's my name, and I'm a wrestler and I'm this. But the fact you have, the Kikyo, which is unique in itself, then the Fallen Flower and as a whole package is intriguing. I mean, I hear that name, and I'm like, hey, yeah, I want to check out what she's doing. That sounds awesome. So I definitely think I know the things that had happened in the past, which we won't go into, but the things that happened in the past may have sucked. But I definitely think from what you chose to rebound out of it was definitely a positive in that regard, because as soon as I heard the name, I was like, hell yeah, get her in here. I want to see what she's all about. So the name is what pulled me in the beginning. So that's definitely a good choice there. So, but
good. I'm glad. When I changed my name, the first name I had was kind of hard to pronounce for a lot of people. And a lot of people just called me Whiteface because I had painted my face, completely white and did designs and whatnot. But I was like, I don't know what to do. So I looked at what I like. I'm an anime nerd at heart. I really am. Mm-hmm. I love everything Japanese. I'm a Japanophile if you want to go there. I'm an otaku. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
so I looked at my favorite anime, Inuyasha. And I'm like, all right, well, there's Kagome. And I'm like, I'm not really a Kagome type of person. And there's Sango. Sango's strong. She's fighting for her brother. She's trying to get her family back. Her whole family was murdered. And I'm like, yeah, but it doesn't fit. It doesn't feel right. But if you look at the story of Kikyo, she fell in love, trusted someone, and was betrayed. And she has this revenge. First, she wants revenge on Inuyasha because that's who she thought betrayed her. But in the end, they find out it was Naraku. So this now revenge turns and goes and heads towards that direction, and she fights for, you know, the good again, and she becomes more pure throughout. And I feel like that was me. You know, I was betrayed, and I have to fight now. And now that I've taken care of my Inuyasha side, I've made my peace with people, friends, send photos all the time, talk to each other all the time, everything's cool. Now I'm on Naraku, I'm on the boss. I moved to Florida in July. It's a whole new ball game out on the East Coast. I'm from the West Coast, and they hit hard. We have a saying here in Northern California, particularly, NorCal, stiff as fuck. And if you want to look that video up, features Bobby Hart smacking the holy hell out of K-Ross in an interview. That's what we're about.
Oh, wow.
I've put myself through barbed wire. I've put myself through light tubes and thumbtacks and tables and ladders. I'm not afraid to go where I need to go to do what I need to do.
So have you
– And you know, it's funny.
Have you won any,
well, I was going to say real quick, it's funny you mentioned that because with your name, it does sound very, you know, anime-ish. I didn't quite want to go there because some people, you know, I didn't want to say anything. You would have been like, no, like, really? Anime? Come on, I'm not a cartoon. So I didn't want to say anything that may have offended you, but now knowing that, you know, you are a huge fan of that, yes, it is a very anime-sounding name, which makes it even cooler to me. I'm very big fan of the whole story. See, I like the cool wrestling names, but I also like things that have a backstory to them. So yours is very interesting to me in that regard. But, Icon, sorry to cut you off there. I'll let you.
Yeah, well, have you won any of your promotions, have you won any major titles, or have you competed for the titles that you were close to winning and something happened?
Yes, I was the Gateway Grand Prix Women's Sapphire Women's Champion for about, I think, like 6 months or so. I was the Power Precision Pro Wrestling, a.k.a. 3PW, out of Las Vegas. It was a D'Lo Brown's promotion. I was champion there for a year, the Vixen's champion. I am the longest reigning Lady Luck champion, which is now currently held by Shotzi Blackheart because of my ex-tag team partner spitting in my face and costing me the title. My reign was 316 days before I was cheated. Sorry, I'm a little sour still. It just recently happened. So I have also competed for the Global Force Wrestling Women's Championship against former champion Christina Von Erie.
Now, do you say that name again?
Christina Von Erie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I
she's currently on Impact Wrestling. Just lost the title to Sienna.
That's what I thought. Yeah, because I knew I heard that name before. But when is your next big match coming up?
Let's see. Now I gotta look at my calendar here. Lots of dates coming up. Here we go. I have this weekend East Bay Pro Wrestling in Pacheco, California. It is myself versus Samara versus Kimberly Diamond. I have Pro Championship Wrestling in Oroville on the 20th. That I am not sure what my match is. And then Reading Invasion, which is in Reading, California, on June 3rd. It'll be myself and Brittany Wonder as the Booties of Destruction against Joey Smoke and Bison Braddock, the Rejects from Reno. Another big one that I have, June 23rd, PPW in Petaluma, which is Phoenix Pro Wrestling. That'll be a really, really interesting one because last time I was there, they didn't allow intergender wrestling, and I strong-armed, if you will, my way into that. And that match is online. If you look up Phoenix Pro Wrestling and Kikyo, you will find it. And then June 24th in Pacifica, I try and murder and back my title because it's mine, and I was cheated. And then Rise comes forward July 7th, and I don't know who my opponent is, but they better watch out because I'm hungry. I had some sushi had a cannoli, had some soul food. Me and Ronnie Nicole ate good that weekend.
So you're back in California. You had mentioned you moved to Florida.
yes, I am moving to Florida after Rise. I will be doing Rise in Chicago, or I'm sorry, Berwyn, Illinois, at the Eagles Club, and then after that weekend, staying just to watch for Shimmer, and I will be stationed in Riverview, Florida, which is about 20 minutes outside of Tampa for the next
four. Okay, cool. Yeah, I've heard of it. I actually got a place in the Tampa area, so I know that side of the state, the Gulf side, very well. So, so Icon, it's been interesting to say the least. She's been very, very informative. You know, we're able to get a lot of good information out of her in terms of for fans wanting to look up some of her matches and things like that. I mean, again, Fallen Kikyo, you can Fallen Kikyo, any one of them, you can Google that even, and should come up with everything. And the one thing I think that Icon was going to ask you next, unless you had a different agenda in mind, but I believe what he was going to ask you next was what we do here at the station. See, he's all the way out in Fargo, North Dakota. The station here is we're in New York, so we're a station that runs, you know, we have sports talk shows and whatnot all day that runs throughout the day. Well, you know, in between the commercial breaks, they have those little 10-second blurbs that sort of, you know, alert you. Like sometimes you'll be at a music station and say, hey, guys, it's Rihanna, you're listening to blah, 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 you know, Pix 106, whatever it may be. And then people go, oh, cool, there was somebody that was there, blah, blah, blah. So what we would ask, if you would be kind enough to do, again, no obligation to do it, but if you'd like, to give us a little 10-second blurb there, say, you know, hey, guys, this is Kikyo, Fallen Flower, or however you want to do it, put a spin on it, twist on it, however you wish. And, you know, and you're listening to Off the Ropes, and you know, again, you can put a twist on it if you'd like, and we're going to throw that into our rotation throughout the course of the day so that when people listening to sports talk shows or whatever is on the station will hear that and go, oh, that's interesting. I wonder what she's about. And they'll tune into the replay of the show, and boom, just like that, you've got some new fans following you as well. So if that's something you'd be willing to
course.
Do, I can count you down to five, and we'll get that recorded.
All right, and then make sure you mention, you know, Icon is a big swing too, because we have egos. Well, I have an ego here, and
you do. I'm perfectly fine
now,
with.
You're asking
with
a lot there, bro. I gotta remember all this stuff. Like, you know how often I get hit in the head. Come on, gotta keep it simple.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Just do your own. Just make sure you mention the Icon at some point, so I can feel good about myself.
Jesus. Yeah, all sorry, right. and I can always crop it out after. No worries. So.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, this is the Fallen Flower Kikyo, and if you're not listening to Off the Ropes, you better start following the flowers because you're going to get left behind.
Oh,
I like that. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm with it. And I think people will hear that and be interested in it as well. So awesome. There we go. And I'm actually looking up some photos here. Now, you have the same outfit all the time that you wear? Because I'm looking at some of the ones here, Fallen Flower, Kikyo. Here, let me pull up my little image tab again here. You know, you've got the blue. Do you still have, like, the blue in the hair and stuff like that and the blue spandex over the black? Is that your everyday thing, or do you change it up? Or
I do have a black outfit that I wear from time to time. I have new gear being made, like, as we speak, and I'm, like, so antsy to have it. So that'll be debuting soon, and then it's just, yeah, I'm not the richest of people.
No,
so,
that's fine.
You know,
do you still have the face paint?
Slightly. It changes. It's been evolving.
It changes up.
It started from, like, everything, and it's been more minimal and more having more of a purpose lately. So it's been evolving over the years.
Well, would you say that...
Yeah, I'm looking at photos here, and they're all different. She's got a point there. So that's pretty cool. I'm with it. I like diversity.
Now, would you say that you're more richer now because you joined the Big Swing and the Icon on the podcast here?
Richer in how, like, my level of stupidity has reached a new high?
Oh.
Like my tolerable level. I'm like, okay, I can deal with this much now. That's cool.
I see the shirt here. Hello, my name is Kikyo, and I'm gonna Kikyo as. I like it. I might order one of those actually.
Do you think that
like
maybe
I'm taking pre-orders for the next set. I'm bringing out T-shirts right now. I have tank tops available on hand. I don't have very many left, though. So.
That's fine. Oh, we'll definitely get one. That's a pretty unique-looking shirt. I like it. So.
I think that would
but
be
Icon, what were you saying there? You kind of were muffled there a little bit, but what were you saying?
Well, yeah, I was just asking if she could send us one for a giveaway.
Yeah.
What do
I
get,
And I promise I won't keep calling if you do that, you know, because you did give me your phone number, you know, and I promise I won't keep calling.
I'm pretty sure she could kick your ass. I'm just saying. I mean, that would be my guess.
Yeah, well, you know, she's one of the few guests that doesn't have a restraining order on me.
Yeah, very true. But you know, hey, there's a first time for everything. So, again, Kikyo, it's been great. I got the suits here, sort of looking at their watch, saying, hey, you know, come on, we have guys more important than you coming up, want to talk baseball. So we got to probably cut it here in a minute. But again, it was great having you on, and we will keep. Now that we know how to find you and find your matches and you know, find updates on you, we will, you know, keep update tabs up on our Facebook page and our website and our social media page and things like that. And, you know, anybody who is listening who would like to, you know, find out a little bit more about what she's up to, you can go on and check that out. We'll keep updates as much as we can anyway, as much as we can find, we will keep you informed. And if you get a chance to go out there, I know it's in California and it's in Illinois and it's all in different places, but if you, you know, that's the beauty of internet radio. We can listen from anywhere. So if you get a chance to go out and see her live, that would be great too. I'm sure she would be very appreciative. And we'll go from there. So again, I just wanted to thank you again for joining us, taking some time out of your day to jump on the airwaves with us and get to know you a little bit on a personal level. And if there was anything, you know, you needed from us from a promotion standpoint or whatever it is, you know, don't hesitate to ask. We'll always help out our guests who are nice enough to come on with us, and you know, we'll go from there. So Icon, if you didn't have anything else for her, we can let her go about her day here. I know it's still light out there for the most part. Maybe not. It's pushing 8 o'clock now. It's actually a little over 8 o'clock out there, but it's early. Put it that way.
I just have one thing. If you need a private ring announcer, or if you need a tag team partner, or someone to lead you to the ring, I will.
Can I use you as a step stool, like Dalton Castle?
Yes, you can. You can do it to me whatever you feel like.
If he can get his, you know, if he can dig his talons into the wrestling business somehow, I mean, he won't even carry your bags for you. He'll let you. Like, he'll be your vehicle transportation. You can just jump on his back, and he'll carry you around to your next event. I mean, he'll do whatever he has to do to get into the wrestling business somehow. So, he definitely would do that.
Perfect. Well, I'll tell you what, Keith, we appreciate it. Thank you, and I'll be in contact with you. And I thank you, and you have been awesome. Thank you so much.
Yep, thank you guys for having me. Like I said, everything at Fallen Kikyo. Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat gets really interesting sometimes. Trust me, Kikyo karaoke is a thing.
Hey,
ask my fans.
I'm gonna
look it right now. I'm gonna look it up and I'm gonna bend you on it right now because I'm not.
Yep, there you go. That. But thank you guys
awesome.
For having me. Oh yes, Umina Sai.
Thank you. We get a little Japanese on there. Nice. I'm with it. I like it. So real quick, Icon, because I do have people breathing down my neck here, like, hey, you know, because I was an idiot and I didn't tell them that we had a show tonight. So they walk into the studio and they're like, what the hell are you doing? So I'm going to get off here in a minute, but, just to ask you, SmackDown, what was your overall take, on the direction that they're going right now?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, seems how, SmackDown's talent has been raped, per se. You know, the thing is,
per se.
I don't like what SmackDown is doing right now. I mean, it's just all the talent has been taken from SmackDown, went to Raw, and what did Raw leave SmackDown? Kevin Owens. I mean, and I'm not just saying that because I don't like the guy. I mean, you know, there's a reason why he's on SmackDown. Obviously, he wasn't pulling his weight on Raw. Obviously, they don't think he's a main eventer, or else he'd still be on Raw. You agree?
No, I think that they needed a shakeup. They needed they needed to bring other talent over there. I think that they thought some of the storylines on each show were getting a little stale, and they needed to do something to spice it up a little bit. And I think that bringing him over to, you know, bringing a name that's that big over to SmackDown Live was actually something that significantly helped the show, especially since Kevin Owens is I mean, whether you like him or hate him, and I know you hate him, is one of the biggest names, you know, on the current roster. So I definitely think it was a marketing strategy, and I think it worked, honestly. So, but anyways, we'll get into a little bit about that. We got Backlash coming up pretty soon here as well. So we'll get into a little bit about that. But you know, again, we have more time usually to talk about the shows on our Monday show than we do on our Wednesday show. So. I kind of did like it. I didn't not like SmackDown. I just thought that, you know, my stance on SmackDown stayed the same, and that it you watch it and it feels like the B show now, okay?
Right.
And that's what it's supposed to be. And I think I'm not disappointed by it. It's like when you go into a movie with high expectations and the movie sucks, you walk out feeling disappointed. But if you walk in without really any expectations, the only thing you can be is pleasantly surprised. And that's what I am with it, as I don't really have any expectations for SmackDown. So therefore, I don't allow myself to get, you know, disappointed by it. So it's pretty much the way I look at it.
Yeah, I liked what I watched for Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I was disappointed in that movie, but that's a story for another time. But for our fans that are going to be listening to us on Monday night, we have two major guests. We got Casey Spinelli and Natalie Cash.
Yep.
These two women, they are scheduled and they are confirmed as of right now. Of course, you know, like you always say, life's trials and tribulations. I always forget what you say. I love what you say, but I always forget the damn thing.
Prior obligations and life's complications. You got to write that down.
I am going to write that down right now. We have Casey Spinelli and Natalie Cash. Natalie Cash is a ring valet. She has been a valet for our first guest in the history of this show, Buck Bagwell. She can talk to us about that. And these two women give new meaning to the word knockout. And I'm not talking about with their fists. I'm talking about with their looks. They are knockouts. Mm-hmm. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give them both 1,000. And I have their phone numbers. So
nice. Well, aren't you feel special?
Well, yeah, except for the fact that I called the one and the message was, and if this is the icon again, find a new number to call.
Was that really the message?
Yeah.
You're not making that up?
No, of course not. I think she was joking with me because she's the one that told me to call at that time. I think she's having some fun with me, but I hope that's the case. I've never heard a voice message like that. Last time I ever saw a message like that was, and I'll tell you this real quick. I know we got to go, but I was in a Chinese restaurant with some buddies of mine, and they brought out the fortune cookies, and I opened up mine, and the fortune said, big money will be coming your way, but if you call yourself the icon, you won't be using it as a tip.
Oh, jeez. Huh.
And I found out later my
friends
got some fake fortune cookies that they gave to the waitress to give to me. But I was devastated for the longest time until they told me it was a joke. Of course, they let me off the hook 6 months later. You know?
You know what? Yeah, sometimes you got to have a little fun at somebody's expense. I mean, why the hell not? So,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys.
Run! Triple H standing guard. Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Triple H just hit Austin with the face of a sledgehammer. What the hell is that? Oh, Stone Cold has been destroyed. Have been left battered and bloody and hammered at the hands of the Gang and the sledgehammer. Triple H, the accomplice. Why, Triple H? You son of a bitch. Why? Tell me why.
We we will see one of my favorite clips of all time, if not my favorite. We will see you on Monday. Have a good week.
Bye-bye.